Proverbs chapter 10, and I'll be reading verse 1. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. You may be seated. Let's join our hearts together in prayer as we come to the word of God. Our Father in heaven, we do pray as we come to this sobering and yet joyful text in many ways. Sad and joyful. We pray that you would help us to understand it, to apply it, and to understand the truths of Holy Scripture contained therein. We pray your blessing will be upon this time. Help me to preach faithfully, and may your beloved people receive your word with meekness, which is able to save their souls. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We just obviously finished a series walking through the Ten Commandments. I preached Proverbs 1 and 9, pause to do the Ten Commandments, and now we're back in Proverbs. I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to do it, but I think my plan is to take verses and draw out themes from those verses from other Proverbs. So that's where I'm leaning, and don't hold me to it, but that's where I'm leaning, taking verses and then showing from different Proverbs, similar verses that say the same thing to draw out biblical principles. And so I want to start on the verse that was just read. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, as it says in verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon. And then again, the verse says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. And so the main point is this of the sermon. Wise children are a joy to their parents, but foolish children are their grief. Wise children are a joy to their parents, but foolish children are their grief. My first point, wise children bring joy. Wise children bring joy. More specifically, wise children bring joy to their parents. My second point, foolish children bring grief, or foolish children bring grief to their parents. So again, my first point, wise children bring joy to their parents. We see this, as it says explicitly, particularly, I'm saying parents, even though verse 1 talks about grief to the mother and gladness to the father. Obviously, it's applied to both. If one is finding gladness, the other is. If one's finding grief, it's going to be grief to the other. But we do see in the text that it says a wise son makes a glad father, particularly focusing on the father. Let me show you other verses, though, in the Proverbs that say the same thing. You want to have your Bible out or someone nearby, or you can just listen. But Proverbs 15 and verse 20. Proverbs 15 and verse 20. We'll see this is a repeated theme in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15 and verse 20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Proverbs 17 and verse 21. Proverbs 17 and verse 21. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. Proverbs 17 and verse 25. 17:25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. Proverbs 19 and verse 13. Proverbs 19 and verse 13. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. Proverbs 29 and verse 3. Proverbs 29 and verse 3. Proverbs 29 and verse 3. Whoever loves wisdom makes his father rejoice, but a companion of harlots wastes his wealth. And lastly, Proverbs 29 and verse 15. The rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. So we see that God, the Holy Spirit, in the book of Proverbs, repeats this truth about the joy children can bring and the grief that children can bring. That children can bring their parents much, much joy, but they can also be some of their most grievous reflections. And so we see throughout this book, the book of Proverbs, that even though the Bible teaches that children are a blessing, it also teaches that children that are foolish are a grievous thought to the hearts of their parents. And so though my first point is, again, why children bring joy to their parents. Again, the text says, a wise son makes a glad father. Children that are made wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, and are walking in God's commandments, bring much joy to their believing parents. There are not many greater earthly joys for a husband and wife and father and mother than to know that their children walk in truth. There cannot be many greater joys that God can give believing parents than to know that my child, even though they are born a sinner, they are now a saint. Even though they are born dead in their sin, they are alive together with Christ. Even though they are foolish and they were living for sin, God has saved them by his grace. And they are wise children because they are in the wise one, Jesus Christ. And because they've been made wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. There are not many things that makes a mother or a father more glad to know that their child is living for Jesus Christ. And so what a gift is to see children raised in the truth and by God's grace walking in that truth. Parents that rear their children for God and see the blessed fruit of their children trusting and obey Jesus receive great joy. Unspeakable joy as they see the children that we love, that we cared for, that the mom nursed and she clothed and she bathed and she cared for all those years. The fruit of that labor is produced a child that loves and follows and obeys Jesus Christ. What a blessing it is for a mother or a father to see that their child, even when they've grown up, is still trusting and obeying Jesus Christ. What joy it brings that they know that their labor was not in vain because that child loves Christ from the heart. What great joy and happiness a believing and faithful child can give to godly parents. A wise son makes a glad father. And again, this is not worldly wisdom. So a wise son is another way of saying a believing, faithful son. A true believer in the Messiah who's yet to come. A true believer in the true God walking in obedience to God's commandments. It makes a glad father. When parents have sought to lead their children up in the way they ought to go, when they've trained them up in the way they ought to go, and when they're old, they haven't departed from it, what joy it brings. And we see that principle in the Proverbs. Train up a child in the way that they should go. And even when they're old, they won't depart from it. Which isn't an automatic promise, but it's a general principle. If parents are faithful to raise their children, as a general rule, those children, when they get older, will walk in truth. Will walk in truth. And so it is a great joy. It brings gladness, happiness to a father and to a mother. Particularly here we see a father, but also, of course, to a mother. When the one that the mother gave birth to, their precious child that is the image of God, that has an immortal soul, that is their precious son, is living for God. I count it a great privilege. One of the great joys of my life is that I get to give my parents joy that I walk in truth. I find it a great joy that I have a fantastic relationship with my parents because they walk in truth and I walk in truth. I praise God for that. That I can make them happy because I'm walking in truth. It brings me unspeakable joy to do that for my parents. I love it. I love it. That I get to make my parents glad because I'm glad in God. It's fantastic. It's a great joy for kids, for children, to look to their believing parents and see the smile and joy as they look at their children's life as they're walking in truth. I count it a great privilege. And for you children here who are walking in truth, you should remember it's a great privilege for your parents that you walk in truth. You should press on. One reason you should press on, ultimately you should do it for the glory of God and the love of Christ. But another reason why you should press on is because your parents will be so sad if you walk away. If your parents will be grieving over you as they know that the one they love is not living for Christ. Press on for Christ. Why? Because it will make your parents glad. That's not the only reason, but that's a reason to do it, isn't it? My text tells you that's a reason. A wise son makes a glad father. Press on because you want your parents to be happy. Happy for the right reasons. And one way to make them happy for the right reasons, if you're a wise son or daughter. Press on. Press on. A wise son makes a glad father. Oh, what a privilege it is for children to look at their parents and say, the God that you love, I love that God too. The God that you serve, I serve that God too. Your God is my God. My God is your God. Your people, they're my people. My people are your people. Because we know the living God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What gladness that brings to parents as they see their children walking in truth. Is an unbelievable joy, unspeakable joy, maybe better put, inexpressible joy for parents to see their children walking in the wisdom that comes from heaven. Oh, what a joy it brings to parents. We saw throughout that in these different verses that I showed you, the blessing, the joy, the gladness that fathers and mothers receive when they look at their children and say, I'm so thankful that you're walking in truth. I'm so thankful that by God's grace, you are walking in the ways of life. That you are on the narrow road that leads to life. You are in Christ. You are with hope and with God in this present world. You are living for Christ. It brings me so much joy to see that. Oh, what blessing children can bring to their believing parents. Children are a blessing. But they become 10 times more a blessing when they're serving with you for Christ. And this is what we read in Psalm 127. They're like arrows in the hands of a warrior to be shot out to do damage to the kingdom of God or for the kingdom of God against the kingdom of darkness. That's why it says, happy is the man who has his quiver filled with them. He'll not be ashamed when he speaks with his enemies at the gate. Why? Because his children aren't his enemies. They're his friends because they're on the same team. But when your child becomes your enemy, oh, what grief it brings. But when they're on your side and you can speak without shame before your enemies because you have all your children or some of your children or many of your children, whatever it is in God's providence, who are fighting with you against the kingdom of darkness. A wise son makes a glad father. And for parents, is this not a reason to train your children right? You should do it for the glory of God and the love of Christ, but also because you want to be glad. You want your children to be with you, not against you. Having children, just having lots of children, and then they become on the enemy's team because you did nothing to train them does you no good. But when you had those children and you raised them and they're with you, oh, what joy that brings. Oh, what a importance it is for children to be raised for Christ so that when they get old, they can bring you much gladness and happiness and joy. I understand it's not a one-to-one. I'm not saying it's a formula. But I am saying God's general principle is if you train up your children the way they go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. That's the general rule. I can't change it. That's the general rule. Does it always happen that way? No, I understand that. But the general rule is if you train your children right, they will be a gladness to you when you're old. Does it always happen that way? No. But that's God's general rule. And what a blessing it is for parents to see their children walking in the truth. A wise son makes a glad father. A wise son makes a glad father. But now the more sobering truth, which is also in our verse. Foolish children bring grief to their parents. Verse 1 again, the second part. But a foolish son is the grief of his mother. But a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Just like a wise son can bring much happiness to his father and to his mother, the opposite truth is real. And I know I'm preaching a real life situation, so I'm going to try to be tender with this, but I want to preach the text. A foolish son is the grief. That's the language of the text. Is the grief of his mother. It brings a godly mother great distress to know that her son is without Christ, without hope, and on the way to hell. It brings much grief. It is a great grief to know that a child who you love is living in sin and rebellion against God. It is a sorrow and sadness when a son is walking in folly and sin. Of course, the same will be true of a daughter, but here the text is a son, but it's equally true for a daughter. It's a great grief to know. There are not many stronger griefs to a mother in this world than to know that her child that she loves with all her heart does not love the Savior that she loves. There are not many stronger griefs for a woman who loves her child as her own soul to know that that child, if they stay in that condition, will not meet them in heaven, but they will be cast away into the wrath of God in eternal hell. To know the sorrows and pains in this present age that their sin brings upon them and the wrath of God abiding on them now and into eternity is a grievous thought. That's why the text says a foolish son is the grief of his mother. The one that the mother nursed at her breast, dressed, bathed, fed, and cared for all those years is now living for the world, the flesh, and the devil. The sorrow of a wayward child is a great grief to his mother. There is a sorrow that is unspeakable when that mother, it's sometimes even too hard for her to reflect on it because it will make her too sad. Because even thinking on it too long will cause too much grief. Because that mother who had high hopes for her son, who wanted him to walk in God's ways, is now walking according to his sinful flesh. And so it's great grief. Even though that child is a gift from God, that child, we could say, becomes a curse because they bring grief to the mother and because they're under the wrath of God. That child is a gift, but becomes a curse. And as the scriptures say, it would be better for that child if they die without Christ. It would be better for that child if they had not been born. That's what my Bible says. Talking about, I think that's in the context talking about Judas, but it's true of everyone without Christ. And it brings grief. It brings grief to the mother. This is also one of the great motivations to train children up in the truth and to seek to give them the rod and rebuke at a young age, because we know that they need to be made wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus and to walk in God's ways. And it's so important. It's what a blessing it is for parents to know that even if their child does, in God's providence, in God's sad providence, I mean that reverently, I mean it's a grief to the mother. They go away after God, away from God, they can at least have the good conscience say, we by God's grace sought to train them up in the way they ought to go. But how much greater grief it is for parents to know that we didn't raise them in the truth. We didn't train them well. We didn't pour the word of God into them and they departed because of our lack of faithfulness. And so it's a great motivation to bring the word of God to children because of the grief it brings when they see this reality. That's why the text I read from Proverbs 29, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. A child left to himself. And many children in our culture are being left to themselves. They're not getting the rod. They're not getting spanked. They're not getting rebuked. They're not getting sound godly teaching. And therefore, of course, they're going to bring shame to their mother. Because they're living for the world. Especially if those women are godly women, but for whatever reason, we're not willing to train them up in the truth. And so we see this reality of the grief, the sadness, the pain, the sorrow that this brings. Let me take you back to some of these texts just so we can read Proverbs 15 and verse 20. Just so you can see them again, the reality of these things. Proverbs 15:20. The text says, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. And someone might be saying, well, if they're still upright children in a worldly sense, well, they're not despising me. Well, If they don't love your God, they are despising you according to the word of God, because they're not living according to God's ways. Or Proverbs 17:21. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow. Or 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. So we see this reality in the word of God, that children, depending on where they are in their life, are in one of two categories: a great joy, a great happiness, a great delight to their parents, or they are a great grief and bitterness and sadness to their parents. And again, foolish here doesn't mean, hopefully we know this, but let me make it clear. Foolish here doesn't mean childish. It means rebellious against Almighty God. That's the way fool is used in the book of Proverbs. It means a rebel against God. The fool is one who hates God, hates his commandments, and wants to do his own thing. That's what the fool is in the book of Proverbs. It's not childishness. And the wise person, according to the book of Proverbs, is the one who fears the Lord and is therefore trusting in the Messiah and walking in God's ways. So the wise person is the saved man or woman. The fool is the unsaved or the lost person. And so we see this reality. If you turn me to 3 John, we see this reality there. It's probably in connection with spiritual children, but it also obviously has an application to physical children who are in Christ. 3 John verse 4. Right before Jude and then Revelation. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You almost want to say to John, obviously he's reigned by the Holy Spirit, but you almost want to say, no greater joy. No greater joy knowing God, knowing Christ, going to heaven. And it could be, to be fair, some hyperbolic, but it's put that way for a reason. That there is, as he said, I have no greater joy than that my children walk in truth. Than that my children walk in truth. And so we see, according to God's word, the blessing and happiness, or the sorrow and misery that children can bring, depending on whether they're wise or whether they're foolish. And again, this shows us even more. Again, I know it's not a formula. I'm not saying there's a formula. But I am saying that God uses means. God uses means to bring children to faith in Jesus Christ. And how much more is it important that children are raised in the truth, and those who will have children, that they pray with all their heart and they seek to use God's means so that those children would grow up to be wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus and walking in God's ways. Oh, how important it is for children to be raised in truth so that they can be a true delight to their parents. A true delight. And if parents sought to do that, yes, imperfectly, but sincerely, they can have a good conscience knowing that God is the one who grants repentance and faith. But at the same time, it should be grief to those fathers and mothers. Let me give you an account of a man in church history. This man was living in sin, loving sin, having pleasure in sin. He even got a woman pregnant out of wedlock. This man was born to at least a believing mother. I'm not sure if his father was a believer. But he was living for sin. And his life was one of living in debauchery. He even got into a cult. He even entered into a cult. This man was way far away from God. But he had a believing mother who prayed for him, who never gave up on him and continued to beseech heaven that God would save this young man, and that God would have mercy upon him in his lawless and rebellious state. She banged on heaven's door, so to speak, consistently, that God would show her son that she loved mercy as he was living far from God. And God answered that prayer. And if I remember the story right, don't completely quote me on it, but I think this is how it went. He was hearing some people talk and he heard tole lege, which is in Latin, pick up and read, pick up and read. And he read the verses from Romans 13, 13 and 14. He was living a sinful life and he read this. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. And God, through that, I believe that was when this man got converted and repented and put his trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that man is Augustine. That was Augustine. And his mother was Monica, his praying mother. And Augustine is one of the most famous men in church history. And God used the prayers of his mother and obviously the word of God to bring that young man who was living in sin to faith in Jesus Christ. The point I want to make with that is as long as a child is believing or is breathing, there's hope. As long as a child has breath in their lungs, there's hope for that child. And just like Monica, believing mothers should be beseeching God that he would have mercy upon their children who are with them and their children who are not with them, that he would make them wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, that they would know the truth and the truth would set them free, that they would know God in truth and make their father and their mother glad. And you can even take verses like this and go to God and say, Father, you have said that a wise son makes a glad father. Or find the ones that are related with mothers if you're a woman praying. And pray that, oh, will you not answer my request to make me glad in you by the salvation of my child? That God would have mercy upon that child. Now to conclude with some application. For those who are without Christ, particularly the young people here, oh, what joy you can bring to your parents by receiving the wisdom unto salvation in Christ Jesus and walking in his ways. If you want to make your believing parents happy, believe upon Jesus Christ. If you want to bring gladness to your parents, believe upon the Savior. If you want to be a one who makes your parents rejoice, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Young or old, we must all believe upon wisdom incarnate, Jesus Christ, to be made wise. Men and women, boys and girls. Oh, what joy you can bring to your believing parents by believing the Savior and putting your trust in him. The one who came from heaven. The one who is wisdom incarnate because we were foolish by nature. All of us are born foolish. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, as the same book says. And he lived for us and died for us and rose again for us and ascended back up into heaven so that we who are foolish by nature might be made wise unto salvation. In him, the wise one incarnates. That's what the gospel is all about. Fools being made wise. Rebels being made submissive. By wisdom incarnate who lived and died and rose again to save his people from their sins. Oh, that we would pray to God, that God would bless our living children or future children. Because you can start praying for your children now, even if you don't have them. With the wisdom from heaven for conversion and sanctification. That God would convert and sanctify our children. That he would have mercy upon them. That we would be glad in our children because they know the God of grace. And oh that the parents here would continue to train up their children in the way they ought to go so that when they're old, they won't depart from it. That they would have godly wisdom and know God and walk in his ways. And for those who have lost children, to pray for them that God would have mercy upon them. That God would show them much grace. Much grace, that you would look to God in hope that he would have mercy upon your child. And for those who do have believing children, oh, that you would rejoice and be glad in God that he has had mercy upon your son or your daughter. That you would find great joy that your child walks in truth because a wise son makes a glad father. Oh, what a blessing it is to see children raised in truth, walking in truth, living for truth, on the narrow road that leads to life. And oh, that God would cause more and more children in our nation to be a blessing to their believing parents because they've been made wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our Father, we do pray that your word would penetrate our hearts, and we pray that you would make the children of this congregation wise, and therefore a gladness to their father and mother. Oh, we pray for mercy upon lost children, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.